يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون وآمنوا بما أنزلت مصدقا لما معكم ولا تكونوا أول كافر به ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا وإياي فاتقون.
Translation: O children of Israel, remember my favor which I bestowed upon you, and fulfill your obligations to my covenant with you, so that I fulfill my obligations to your covenant with me, and fear none but me. And believe in what I have sent down, that is this Qur'an, confirming that which is with you, that is the Torah and the Injil, and be not the first to disbelieve therein, and buy not with my verses, that is the Torah and the Injil, a small price, that is getting a small gain by selling my verses, and fear me, and me alone. The next topic is encouraging the children of Israel to embrace Islam. Allah commanded the children of Israel to embrace Islam and to follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He also reminded them with the example of their father Israel, Allah's prophet Yaqub, as if saying, O children of the pious, righteous servant of Allah who obeyed Allah, be like your father, following the truth. This statement is similar to one saying, O you son of that generous man, do this or that, or O son of the brave man, engage the strong fighters, or O son of the scholar, seek the knowledge, and so forth. Similarly, Allah said, O offspring of those whom we carried in the ship with Nuh, that is Noah, verily he was a grateful servant. Chapter 17, verse 3, Al-Quran. The next topic is Israel is Prophet Yaqub, that is Jacob. Israel is Prophet Yaqub, for Abu Da'ud At-Tayalisi recorded that Abdullah ibn Abbas said, a group of Jews came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said to them, do you know that Israel is Jacob? They said, yes, by Allah. He said, O Allah, be witness. At-Tabari recorded that Abdullah ibn Abbas said that Israel means the servant of Allah. The next topic is Allah's blessings for the children of Israel. Allah said, remember my favor which I bestowed upon you. Mujahid commented, Allah's favor that he granted the Jews is that he made water gush from stones, sent down manna and quails for them, and saved them from being enslaved by Pharaoh. Abu al-Aliya also said, Allah's favor mentioned here is his sending prophets and messengers among them, and revealing books to them. I, Ibn Kathir, say that this ayah is similar to that Musa said to the children of Israel. O my people, remember the favor of Allah to you, when he made prophets among you, made you kings, and gave you what he had not given to any other among the nations of their time. Chapter 5, verse 20, Al-Quran, meaning during their time. Also, Muhammad bin Ishaq said that Ibn Abbas said, remember my favor which I bestowed upon you, means my support for you and your fathers, that is saving them from Pharaoh and his people. The next topic is reminding the children of Israel of Allah's covenant with them. Allah's statement, and fulfill your obligations to my covenant with you, so that I fulfill my obligations to your covenant with me, means my covenant that I took from you concerning Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he sent to you so that I grant you what I promised you if you believe in him and follow him. I will then remove the chains and restrictions that were placed around your necks because of the errors that you committed. Also, Hasan al-Basri said, the covenant is in reference to Allah's statement, indeed, Allah took the covenant from the children of Israel, that is Jews, and we appointed 12 leaders among them. And Allah said, I am with you if you perform a salah and give zakah and believe in my messengers, honor and assist them, and lend a good loan to Allah. Verily, I will expiate your sins and admit you to gardens under which rivers flow. That is paradise. Chapter 5, verse 12, Al-Quran. Other scholars said, the covenant is what Allah took from them in the Torah. In that, he will send a great prophet, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from among the offspring of Ismail, who will be obeyed by all peoples. Therefore, whoever obeys him, then Allah will forgive his sins, enter him into paradise, and award him two rewards. We should mention here that Ar-Razi mentioned several cases of information brought by the earlier prophets regarding the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Further, Abu al-Aliya said that, and fulfill your obligations to my covenant with you, means his covenant with his servants is to embrace Islam and to adhere to it. Ad-Dahak said that Ibn Abbas said, I fulfill my obligations to you means I, that is Allah, will be pleased with you and admit you into paradise. As-Suddi, Ad-Dahak, Abu al-Aliya, and Ar-Rabi' bin Anas said similarly. Ibn Abbas said that Allah's statement, and fear me and me alone, means fear the torment that I might exert on you, just as I did with your fathers, like the mutation, etc. This ayah contains encouragement, followed by warning. Allah first called the children of Israel during encouragement, then he warned them, so that they might return to the truth. Follow the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, heed the Quran's prohibitions and commands and believe in its content. Surely, Allah guides whom He wills to the straight path. Allah said next, and believe in what I have sent down, confirming that which is with you. That is the Torah and the Injil, meaning the Quran that Allah sent down to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the unlettered Arab prophet, as bringer of glad tidings, a warner, and a light. The Qur'an contains the truth from Allah and affirms what was revealed beforehand in the Torah and the Injil, that is the Gospel. Also, Al-Aliya said that Allah's statement, and believe in what I have sent down, that is this Qur'an, confirming that which is with you, the Torah and the Injil, means, O people of the book, believe in what I sent down that confirms to what you have. This is because they find the description of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam recorded in the Torah and the Injil. Similar statements were attributed to Mujahid, Ar-Rabi' bin Anas, and Qatada. Allah said, and be not the first to disbelieve therein. Ibn Abbas commented, do not become the first to disbelieve in the Quran or Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while you have more knowledge in it than other people. Abu al-Aliya commented, do not become the first to disbelieve in Muhammad, meaning from among the people of the book, after you hear that he was sent as a prophet. Similar statements were attributed to al-Hasan, as-Suddi, and Ar-Rabi bin Anas. Ibn Jarir said that the ayah, disbelief therein, chapter 2, verse 41, refers to the Quran mentioned earlier in the ayah. In what I have sent down, this Qur'an. Both the statements are correct, because they are interrelated. For instance, whoever disbelieves in the Qur'an will have disbelieved in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whoever disbelieves in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will have disbelieved in the Qur'an. Allah's statement, the first to disbelieve therein, means, do not become the first among the children of Israel to disbelieve in it. For there were people from Quraysh and the Arabs in general who rejected Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam before the people of the book disbelieved in him. We should state here that the ayah is talking about the children of Israel in specific, because the Jews in Al-Madina were the first among the children of Israel to be addressed by the Quran. Hence, their disbelief in the Quran means that they were the first among the people of the book to disbelieve in it. Allah's statement, and buy not with my verses a small price, means do not substitute faith in my ayat and belief in my prophet with the life of this world and its lust, which are minute and bound to end. Allah said, and have taqwa of me and me alone. Ibn Abi Hatim reported that Talq bin Habib said, taqwa is to work in Allah's obedience, on a light from Allah, hoping in Allah's mercy, and to avoid Allah's disobedience, on a light from Allah, fearing Allah's punishment. Allah's statement, and fear me and me alone, means that Allah warns the people of the book against intentionally hiding the truth and spreading the opposite of it, as well as against defying the messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.